To Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
Chicago.
Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
And as you may have noticed, it has a Chicago theme. Our Mega Monday morning quiz will always have a Chicago theme. This time it's about Christmas in Chicagoland. Lou said he wants to play. Lou, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Williams.
Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. You know how this works. I'll ask you a question. You've got one of two choices in your answers, and if you want to, you can reach out to Lauren Lapka. You're going to be a lifeline, and Steve Bertrand can be a lifeline,
sure,
too. He was born on Christmas Day. He is A, Sox manager Rick Renteria, or B, Cubs manager David Ross.
Rick Renteria.
Is correct. Number two, this is Chicago's Christmas song, really, because Chicago's Mel Torme wrote it, and Chicagoan Nat King Cole made it famous. Is it Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, the Christmas song, or Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
The Christmas song.
Well played, sir. Number three, Christmas movie set in Chicago, 671 Lincoln Avenue in Winnetka, is Kevin McAllister's home in this movie set at Christmas time. What's the name of the movie?
Home Alone.
You're three for three. Number four, Christmas movie set in Chicago. What was the hat Clark Griswold wore throughout Christmas Vacation? Was it a Blackhawks hat or a Bears hat?
It was a Bears hat, and I knew it before Steve Bertrand said anything.
Yeah. How about this one? Who is the star of this Christmas rom-com playing the part of Lucy, the CTA ticket taker? She saves Peter, the handsome man, from an oncoming L train on Christmas Day. Who is the star of this Christmas rom-com? Was it Demi Moore or Sandra Bullock?
I'm going to say Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock is correct. Did I mention the name of that? I don't think I did. I edited it out of the question when I first did it. And now, oh no, the name of the movie is escaping me. While You Were Sleeping. While You Were Sleeping. In 1939, the Montgomery Ward Department Store in Chicago assigned copywriter Robert May to compose a Christmas poem. You actually know it as a Christmas song now, that could be distributed to customers nationwide. So this famous Christmas song was actually first invented at Montgomery Ward's in Chicago in 1939. Was the poem Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yes.
Or something else. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is correct. Did you know that story, by the way?
I did.
Lou, I did not.
Do you have, like, savants call for this segment?
The last lady got 10 in a row before I was even done asking the questions. And this guy said,
I actually used to shop at Montgomery Ward's, and every Christmas, the whole place was full of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Really? So they kept it in? I don't remember any of that. Wow.
Yeah.
Chicago's official Christmas tree, is at Daly Plaza or Millennium Park?
Now it's at Millennium Park.
You're 7 for 7. 25 years running, there are 2.5 million Christmas lights illuminating this free display in the city. 2.5 million lights illuminating A, the zoo lights at Lincoln Park at the zoo, or the Walnut Room at Macy's.
Oh, I think that's the zoo lights.
That is correct. We were there the night it opened up. Oh, God, is that gorgeous. Is that fun?
Yes, I've been there. It's very nice.
Yeah, they do a nice job. How about this? The National Weather Service does not consider it a white Christmas here in Chicago unless we have 1 inch of snow on the ground that day. What are the odds, historically, of us having 1 inch of snow, a white Christmas, on Christmas Day? Is it a 38% chance or a 55% chance that our Christmas will be white?
I'm going to go with 38.
38 is correct. And now, 10 for 10, all of the marbles. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You get this right, you get a Mega Home Improvement hoodie. For 35 years, this Christmas theater has hosted sing-alongs and the showing of the classics White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen. What's the theater that has the Christmas movies and the sing-alongs? They've been doing it for 35 years this year. White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm going to need some help on this one.
Wow, look at that. I'm going to say Music Box.
Steve Bertrand says it's the Music Box Theater.
I'm going to say Music Box.
I'll go with Steve, because I really don't know.
The correct answer is the Music Box.
No, you go with Steve because you think he might be right, not because...
Steve sure did seem to have a good feeling for that one. The Music Box
Theater.
Hey, this guy knows his Chicago. Let's give it up for Lou in Lockport. Nicely done, Lou. Let me throw Lou Malnati's pizza in your gift bag as well. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Now, you know the rules. If you get all 10 right, you return as the reigning champion. If you get 9 out of 10 right, you don't. You are 10 for 10, sir.
Thank you.